We are on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. Let us just start the Gemara Ashkechen Balua the Oda. We learned out from Alimut that a Balua the Odom, a Dova Tomi that's Balua Ba'odom is not Metame. Balua the Behemah Min Olam. How do we know if a Dova Tomei is Balu and a Behemah is also not Metamei? So the Gemara says, Kal V'chaimah. We can make a Kal V'chaimah. Ma Odom Shemetamei Mechayim Matzo B'Balua. An Odom Lamaise is more chomo than a Behemah. Odom is Mekabel Tumei Mechayim. Bafal P. came to say they gave him a Kula that it's Matzo B'Balua. Behema she'eino metama mechayim, a behema that is bechlal not mekabotum mechayim, ein edin she'tatzel bebolua. That means we see the Torah gave more kulis legabituma by behema than by an odom. So therefore, if the odom hachomo has the school of belua, so the behema hakal zicha should have the school of belua. So the Gemara asks a pirche, ma lo odom she'kein tzorich shia beveis ha'menuge. No, there's a kula that an odom has that a behema doesn't have. So it's not true that behema is kill me odom legabi tare. There's in one kuda odom is kill from a behema. The halacha is if an odom comes into a beis hamenugim, so his begodim are not mekabel tume till he shoye there bechdei achilas prat. Taima be behema she'ina tzchicha shiye be beis hamenugim. The behemah will go into a beis hamenugah, so the kelim she'aleo are mekabel tumah immediately. So you see, in other things, Adam is killed me behemah. So maybe in the Hilton din of Balua also the same thing, that Adam is killed from behemah. So the Gemara answers, lemay hilchese. Where do you see that a behemah does not need its mekabel tumah miyad lekelim shal gabo? That means if a behemah comes in and there are kelim on top of the behemah, so the kelim are mekabel tumah miyad. Odom nami le boy. So if an odom comes in with kelim shal gabo, that means he's not wearing these begodim; he's carrying them. That's also mekabel tumah miyad. This nan, we learned a mishnah hanichnas lebeis hamenuge. A person enters a beis hamenuge, v'keilov al kseifov, and his begodim are on his shoulders. V'sandalov etaboisa biyodov, and his rings and sandals are, he's holding them in his hand, not wearing them. Hu v'hein tmeim miyad. So as soon as he comes in, so he and these kelim become tamei miyad. That's the din abo al abayis. He enters, whatever enters a beis hamenugim is tamei right away. A yelavush kelim, if he was wearing begodim, the sandal of the raglov and the sandals were on his feet, the tabayis of that boy was wearing the rings. Hu tamei miyad vehein toirim ad sheyish bechtei achilas pras, and they will not be mekabel tumah till he is in this base of menuga ashir that it takes to eat achilas pras, which is balad beim, Rashi says, paschitim beloy pasirim, perhaps it takes a little less to eat paschitim, it tastes better, mesa v'oichol, he's mesa, while he's eating it, he's completely concentrating on the achila without distractions, the liftum, and he's eating it better, quicker with the liftum, so that's the shir of achdei achilas pras. So let us see Rashi to try to understand this Gemara. Zot Rashi, that is a kut tzorich shehiye v'tamei begodim shulovish. By an odom there's a kule that the kelim that he's wearing when he enters the beis hamenuge are not mekabel tumah right away. He has to wait there. The chsiv it says in the posik v'abola abayis yitma. Whoever enters the house will become tummy. And there it doesn't say, like, see if kibbutz begodim. It doesn't say anything about washing the begodim. Being big table, the kibbutz begodim means to tvilus a begodim. Vahoichel b'bayis. Then it says for it, so by a bol b'bayis, it doesn't speak anything at all about begodov. Vahoichel b'bayis, but then it says later, if a person eats in the Beis HaMenuchah, yechabes as begodov, then there's a din of tvilas begodim. Mekmina lo b'teiris kainim, it does not necessarily mean that he ate in the Beis HaMenuchah. No, l'shoy yeshir achila, he stayed there the time it takes for an achilas pras. So Memela, there's a kula by the big day Odom that they are not mekabel tumim miyad. They only are mekabel tumim if he's there a shir of tzei achilas pras. Toima be behemah, shein etrich hashir. There's a choima by behemah shimnichneses tuuna kalim. If a behemah enters carrying kalim, arein tumim miyad. And why are they telling me? Devabol abayis krinabu. The kalim are nichlal in the posik habo el abayis. Whatever enters the base of menugah is tamimiyat. So we see a chayma of behema over Adam. So mamele, you can't make a kal b'chayma. Umishanino lamay ilches ha'amrit ein tzricha shehiye. Where do we find that a behemoth does not need shiyah and the kalim are mekabel tumim miyad? Lamay hilchas ha'amrit ain't tzrichin shiyah. Al kochoch, the kalim sholel, she's carrying kalim. The lav bas milbish begodimi. A behemoth is not a bas milbish begodim. So when a behemoth walks into the Beis HaMenuchah, it's not called the behemoth is coming in dressed in begodim. Ela derech masay, nafshat is, the behemoth is carrying these begodim. It's not wearing the begodim, it's carrying the begodim. V'derech masay, adam gufe leboy shiyah. So if a person carries begodim, not wears them, also the mekabel tumim miyad. Shim lehoya lavush begodov, if he wasn't wearing the begodim, Ela not lamalksefe, you carry them on the shoulders, v'nichnas tmeim yad. We learned with tabois of biyodov, if his rings were in his hands, v'kaimse, he was holding them, shlekedech malbush, tmeim yad, v'kirine nami v'kelem, these kelem are considered an entity b'fnei atmoi, v'habol abayis, whatever entered the house, is mekabel tumim yad. Hayalavush kela, but what is if he was wearing his begodim? Havilahu begodim didei. These are his begodim. Uchsiv ha'oichel babayis yechabes es begodot. A person who eats or a shir achile yechabes es begodot. These are called his begodim, and the pasuk says that you need a shir shiye in order to be mechuyev to be toivel as begodov. These are begodim didei. Ad sheyish shir achil. Pras chatzi kikar shel erev. This is a half a kikar of an erev. Shumozen shtei sudeis. Uhu shmei nebeim. Shtei sudeis is eight beim. So a pras is half of that is four beim. Kedemrin be'erevim. So l'chayre, the Rehitas Lashon of Rashi is that the whole concept of Tumas Begodim applies by a person. By a behemoth, there's no such concept of Begodov. It's not so. So by a behemoth, whenever it walks in with something, it's called it's carrying it. It's not wearing it. So it's no Chayma of a behema over an Adam. An Adam carries begodim. There's also mekabel tumim miyad. There's a kula if an Adam wears begodim. A behema doesn't wear begodim. That is l'chayre d'hitis lashon of Rashi. Later we'll come back a little, try to clarify this a little bit. But let us see Taisu. L'may hilchese l'keilim sh'al gaba. Where do you see that a behema is more chombo than an Adam? The kalim that the behemoth is carrying. Adam nami loy boy. If a person carries begodim, it's also a bol abayis. And it's also mekabel tumim miyad. Vim taima. Dilma afilu bekeilim shehi levusha v'shayich ba'al malbush. The halacha is, who told you that a behema is only mekabel, that what the kelim ala behema is mekabel tumi miyad is only when it's tamazay carrying the kelim, and then you say Adam is the same. Dilma afilu bekelim shi levusha, maybe the kelim, the begodim that the behema is wearing, the shayich bu malbush, the concept of a malbush applies by a behema also. Where do we see this? Kedashchem gabe yaitzoh Shabbos bepek behema yaitzis bedvorim chashuvim lo lemalbush. There's a loche of mechama. There's a loche of shvisas behemtoi. A person is not he's not permitted that his behema should be carrying something on Shabbos al shvisas behemtoi. So there is a difference between if it's malbusha, something that is the normal attire of a behema, that's not called a tzor. It's called malbusha. And something that is not the attire of a behema, that's called a tzor. Now when there's a problem of a mechama, and shvisas behemtoi. So, frechtach teitzvus, how can you say, well, the whole chayma of behema is only when it's al gabo? It's not true. The din is that a behema also has begodim. And if we say by a behemoth the halacha is, if we say by behemoth the halacha is that the begodim are mekabel tumim miyad, so we see there's a chayma of behemoth over Adam, afilu by malbushav, and we see there is a concept of levushim legabi yitzoy Shabbos. Va'oytik sherabeinu afray, the beteiras koinim memayet behemoth vekusi. Leiboy shiya bekelim shein labusha. There's a teres koyanim that says that a goy and a behema is no din shiya bekelim and the begodim shein labusha. How does the teres koyim know this? Mi bechibes begodov. Mi bechibes begodov. Learn how bechibes begodov. Ha mitma. So the droshen teres koyanim goes like this. The chibes, if the person who's wearing the begodim, he needs kvise, he needs tevile, so then the begodim are not mekabel tumah right away. Ham mitma, a person is mekabel tumah, begodim matzil bebeis amenuge. So his matzil is begodim beis hamenuge that they're not mekabel tumah till there was a shiyah bechdei achilas pras. Kusi ubehema she'enam mitmoim, a kusi and a behema that are not mekabel tumah, begodim enam matzilim beveis hamenuge. So they're not matzil, they're begodim beveis hamenuge. Mashme de bas malbushi. So from the Teres Koinim would seem that there is a concept of malbushim by a behemoth. And there's a drash. The drash is that if the loivish abgodim is a bar kabolas tume, so then the begodim are not mekabel tume right away. The mekabel tume after a shiyim bechdechilas pras. If the loivish is not a mekabel tumah, then the begodim are mekabel tumah right away. Ela demiyatei kro dum yedekusi d'shayich bei malbush. So Taisu says there's an ofenet limud. So let's talk about a goy. We'll talk about a behemah. Maybe we'll get a little. Well, we won't understand the concept properly. So let's talk about a goy. There's a mit by a goy also. By a goy, the zicher a concept of levushim. And the levushim are mekabel tumah right away. The mekabel tumah right away. A goy in the behema. The levushim are mekabel tumah right away. By a Yisrael, the din is the levushim are not mekabel tumah right away. So memela. So we're back to the kasha. This is a chayma of behema over Adam. The levushim of a behema are not. Are mekabel tumah right away. The levushim of Adam are not mekabel tumah right away. So this is a kula
of Adam in Behemah. And don't tell me because it's Al Gavo. No, we're talking about Levushim. The first Kaim says, a guy wears a bag and it's also Mekabal Tumah right away. So not that the way the Gemara said this is Al Gavo, Al Gavo. No, by Levushim Gufa there's such a meat. Levushim Gufa there's such a meat. So I'd like to say, before we see Tosfos Mahalach, I saw in Leib Arye, he wants to say a pshat. Perhaps this is pshat in Rashi. It is a very interesting pshat. He wants to say like this, that he wants to say that Be'emes, the lomdis, that, like this we have a klal, a bol abayis is yitma. Whatever enters a base and luga becomes tummy. A person enters, he becomes tummy right away. I'll bring a tabas in, becomes tummy right away. Whatever enters. There is a halacha that the levushim of a yid are not mikabel tumah right away. So let's try to understand the halacha. It's a bol abayis, the ring entered the house. So al kochoch, the lumdus is that the ring becomes bottle to the loivish. It's not an entity b'fnei atmai. Habol abayis means whatever enters the house. But a yid that's lovush, a beged, becomes bottle to the beg, to the odom, becomes bottle to the loivish. So you can't be damned as a chayfetz b'fnei atmai. So there's different halachas. It's not habol abayis. He says, masha'en came by a behemoth or by a goy, there's no greater chshivas between the goy and the malbush. The malbush is bottled to the goy. Make it tasty. That means they're two entities. It doesn't become bottled to the goy. By a yid, the malbush is bottled to the yid. So it's called he's entering. It's not called he and begodim. The begodim become bottled to him. So they become bottled to him. So they're not nichlal na bo'alabai. Mashenke na behem and a goy, they're the same. The behemah and the goy, the god, it's all one chshivis. So each one is an entity b'fnei atzmai. So the begodim enters the bayis is a bol abayis. That's what he wants to emphasize. And could be this is nichlal in divrei Rashi also. Rashi says, oye lovush keilo, havaluhu begodim didei. That's called his begodim. What does it mean, his begodim? I mean, It's bottled to him. The Siv Vahoichel Bebayis Chabbis says Begodov. The Begodov is not telling me that he has to have bailus on it. Begodov means that it's nitpal to him. So it's not an entity b'fnei atzmai. Could be that's what Rashi is saying. But the concept of Begodov to be a nitpal to the loivish is only by a yid and as a chshivis and not by a goy in a bank. Abba Bekitza, Taisus does not learn like that. The Eshloimen, now Taisus has a Meirdik Epshat. Taisus was Meichiyach, that is a concept of Begodim by a Behemim. You see, Neitzoy Shabbos is a concept of Begodim. There's a concept of Begodim by a Goy. And Rafal Pekain, it's Mekabel Tumah right away. The Yishloima, the behemoth, Afilu Kalim, Shehi Lavusha, Afilu the Begodim, that the behemoth is Lavush, Chshivi Kal Gabo, it's considered Kal Gabo, Kivin, the Ein Metame Mikoicha, since the Begodim are not Mikabo Tuma because of the behemoth, the lav bastume, because she's a lav bastume, the baby is a lav bastume. The gabayodam nami, kiyai gavne, a person also, she'ein mitmoim mikoichoi, that did not mikabel tume from him, kigoyim begodim shal gabo, loivoy shiye. Avo begodim shuhu lovush, but begodim that he's lovush, Vitalim agabe, umikoichoi bolem atume, וגזרס הקוסב היא שאין לוי כוח לתמום עד שישה. Now, we have to understand what Tosfos is saying. Now, Tosfos mentions two nekudas. The Iker nekuda that Tosfos mentions, Tosfos says like this. The begodim are mekabel tume because of the loivish. That's number one. That means when a person is wearing begodim and he's there b'chdei achilas pras. Who is metamed the begodim? Is a shebechdei achilas pras? You mean it 2 minutes. Not when he's there 2 minutes, the bias is metamed the begodim. No. The bias is not metamed the begodim. The adam is metamed the begodim after 2 minutes. The Adam is in the base of Menuge. For 2 minutes, the Adam is Metami the Begodim. Fine. One Nekuda. Masha'en came by a Goy and by a Behemoth. They can't be Metami the Begodim because a Behemoth is not Mekabal Tume. And they're Lava Kabbalah Tume. And the Goy is also Lava Kabbalah Tume. They're not Metami the Begodim. If they're not Metami the Begodim, so then the bias is the metame the begodim. The bias is metame miyav. These are the dry words what Tosfos is saying. But Tosfos says one more word. Tosfos says, "Avo begodim shuhu lavush betelim agabei umikaychay bolem atume." It's bottle legabe. Here Tosfos all of a sudden says about bottle legabe. So it gets very unclear. You're saying bottle legabe. So if you want to say like the Levi says by Yisrael is bottle, Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, because Tosfos is saying pshat in a Teres Koinim. So the Levi says pshat in Tosfos. I'll just say the words, and I'll kaponim the perhaps the behiris we won't understand, but I'll kaponim the mahalach we can understand. Kivin sheruuyim litomei mikoichoi, since these begodim can be mekabel tume mikoichoi, shuv ein koyach lahem lekabel tume machmas atzmon. Then they're not mekabel tume machmas atzmon, Dinis batlu agav tume demikoichoi. They're bottle to the tume demikoichoi. That means we have a person that's coming into a bias. And we have he's wearing begodim. So we'll clear a dion, who will be metame the begodim? Will he be metame the begodim, or will the bias be metame the begodim? That is the deen over here. A bias can also be metame the begodim, and he can be metame the begodim. So we have here a limud. The limud is, if he is bekoyach to be metame the begodim, and when is he bekoyach to be metame the begodim? When he alone is mekabel tume, he's bekoyach to be metame the begodim. So then the begodim are mekabel tume from him, and not from the bias. If he is not bekoyach to be metame the begodim, that means he's a goy, a behemoth, so then the bias is metame the begodim. When the bias is metame the begodim, as soon as the begodim enter, the begodim are mekabel tume. If he's metame the begodim, so for some reason, that what he's bekoyach to be metame the begodim, that makes that the tumas begodim should only come through him and not through the bias. He says, Aloshin, dinizbatla agav tumas de mikoichai. That means, if there's a diyun, who should be metame the begodim? Should he be metame the begodim, or should the bias be metame the begodim? Somehow it's misnizbatla le tumas de mikoichai, agav tumas de mikoichai. So memele, so Tosfos, So we have here guidelines as follows. If the nichnas l'soich ha-bayis is bekoyach to be metame the begodim, then the bayis is not metame the begodim, and he's metame the begodim after shia of the achilas pras. If the nichnas is not bekoyach to be metame the begodim, three cases. A goy, a behemoth, or he's carrying the begodim. In these three cases, he's not bekoyach to be metama the begodim, then the bias is metama the begodim. Then the bias is metama the begodim. So memele, so that is pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, in other words, it's all he's saying, there's a chaymer of behemoth over Adam. No, Adam is the same like behemoth. An Adam that's not bekoyach to be metama the begodim, also the begodim are tummy right away. And the Elohim is not because of the time of the God. There's no cool in Adam. If one is because of the time of the God, then the bias is not metama. But like this, in the case of a behemoth, the behemoth, they're not because of the time of the God. So then the bias is metama right away. Because that's how Tosfos says pshat in the Gemara. Bemison, this is we have to be yellow. Bemison, it's a Teres Kainen. We have to, the Teres Kainen brings that rash. Let us just see again the lashon of the Teres Kainim. Yishlem the behema apila kelim shi levusha shivi kal gabo ki'ivon the ein metama the mikoicha. Since the begodim cannot become tome mikoicha, the lavas tome, she's not mekabel tome, so she can't be metama the begodim. The gabi odim nami ki ay gavne she ein mitmoi mikoicha. Also the same thing by odim. If he cannot become tome mikoicha, he can get begodim shal gabo. Then it becomes tummy right away. So this chayma by behem exists by Adam also. Avol begodim shehu lavush, but begodim that a person is wearing. Betelim agave umikoy chay bolehem atume. Then the tume comes mikoy chay, and if it comes mikoy chay, gzeres hakotav ushein loikoyich letame not sheyishe. He's only metame when the delayed action of after gnechilas pras. So now Tosfos is just telling us that Tosfos is telling us the mechanics of Tumas Adam, Tumas Begodim. The mechanics of Tumas Begodim works that when a person comes into the bayis, the person is metame the Begodim after the Shiv and the Achilles. Not the bayis is metame, the person is metame. Fine. So Tosfos, I say, come out to Givaldik Echadush. The Perish said, the Tumas Begodim Shulovash Machmas Ha'odim Ein Boy. So what'll be the din im Kuloi Bifnim? What'll be the din if a person enters a Beis HaMenuge, but his finger never entered? The finger is outside with a ring. The ring never entered the Beis HaMenuge. So Taisa said, but I just had a shtick Taisa. Now the ring becomes Tamei? Not from the Beis HaMenuge, from him. So if he's in the Beis HaMenuge, for Shig Dechlis Pas, the ring that's outside will become top. Lepedish said, the Tumas Begodim Shulovish Machmas Ha'odim Heimboi Im Kuloi Bifnim. So what'll be if he's completely inside? V'yodoi Mibachut V'tabas Be'etzva, and there's a tabas on his finger. T'meya Tabas. So the tabas will become Tomei because he's Metama the Begodim. So it's irrelevant if the tabas never entered the Beis HaMenuge. If he was in the Beis HaMenuge for a Kshet Dil Kvech Ilus Pras, he'll be Metama the Begodim. And the other way around, V'im Hu Mibachut, what if he never entered the Beis HaMenuge? V'yodai Bifnim, V'tabas Be'etzba, HaTabas Tohira. Then the Tabas, if the Tumas Begodim is because of him, so he has to become Tomei. So if he's outside, so in the tabas is inside, will be toil. The batla gabei v'hu toil, the rubei l'chu. Fine. We'll come back to this in 1 minute. So Tosfos says, I just had a pshtik toire, how tumas begodim works, that the loivish is metama the begodim. So memele, so come out of the tabas is outside, it's mekabel tumas, the tabas is inside, and he's outside, it won't be mekabel tumas. I'm a dikridish, but if you know the lumdis, that's how it works. Fine. The kasha, the Tosfos, the Beteiras Koinim, the Mesaches Nagoyim Perik Shloisha Asa, the Tana Haya Oimid Bibifnim, the Pasha Yodai Lachut, the Abois of the Yodai, the Shalke de Achilles Pras, Tmei. The first thing is an offer of the Teiras Koinim, and the Mishnah Mesaches Nagoyim. If he's inside and the finger is outside, after 2 minutes, the Tabas becomes Tomei. היעמד בחוץ ופושט ידוי בפנים, ותבויס ובידוי, זאת איסוס הצד, ולית שביטויו. על פי חשבון זה שביטויו, since he's not tome, it's שביטויו. תודה יצא שם ושמיים, רב יהודה מתאמי מיד, רב יהודה says it's tome right away. וחכם עם המחדכי לספרס, so not איסוס got stuck, how does this work, tome מיד? ושם הוסם מדרבוננו, ולא מדרעיס. Maybe that apichesman it does. It's a tumme der Rabbonon if he stuck his finger in inside it. Tabas is mekabel tumme miyad. O machne Rab Yudah letame miyad mishum de'ein atumme bo lehem mikoyech ha'odom. That means, really, when he sticks the finger in, so it can't be bo mikoyech ha'i because he's not tumme. He's toyer. So memele, so it's not mikoyech ha'i. The Rabbonon said, that it's keilu it's bala bayis mit der rabona min a teiret she bin nigra achra and it shouldn't be mekabel tum at all mit der rabona they said that it's mekabel tum so it, but the tum is not mekoyech odom so it's mekabel tum miyad that's what Taisvis said. Now the Leib Arya asks a moiridike kashe on Taisvis and the kashe is go moiridik because I looked in Teres Kainim, and in Teres Kainim it says clearly the way the Leib Arye says, on the Teres Bamish, very difficult to understand. We have guidelines. Teres gave us guidelines. When is there a Tumeh? When is it it's called Bo'al Abayis Mekabel Tumeh Miyad? When is it Mekabel Tumeh after the Ashi of Gedei Achilles Pas? So Teres said, so the guidelines are as follows. That if the loivesh is bekoyech to be metamid, so then it's mekabel tumeh, it's if the loivesh is not bekoyech to be metamid, and we have three cases, a goy, a behemah, and he's not wearing it, then it's mekabel tumeh miyah. If he's not bekoyech, the yesod adavar is, if he's bekoyech to be metamed, then he's metamed, not the bayi. Zok the Leib Arye. So let's talk in a case he's standing outside and the finger is inside. Is he bekoyech to be metamed the tabas? No, he's toyer. He can't be metamed the tabas. So then he's like a goy. So then it's mekabel tumeh miyad. So what's the problem? Taisis has a problem of a Teiris Kayanim that says, that Rabbi Yehuda says, if he's standing outside and he sticks his finger in, so it's Mekabel Tumim Miyad, so Taisis said, why is Mekabel Tumim Miyad? It should be Toyer, it should be Nigra Basrei. The whole thing Greire is, if he's a Metame, and the Bayis is a Metame, so for some reason, his Tumim weighs over the Tumim of the Bayis. But if he's not a Metame, so he's like a goy in a behemoth in thus and Lamaisis it's Balabai. And in Emerson it's an often a Teiris Kainim. I like to read over the Lashon of the Teiris Kainim. Amru Rab Yehuda. So machlokes the Chachamim Rab Yehuda. Amru Rab Yehuda. Uma im bizman shekol gufay tomei. They ask the kash, Chachamim Achoylik, they say Bazei Achilles Prat. Umayim bizman shekol gufei tomei. When he's inside. Loiti mei masha olavacha yishe is only mitame efter shiye. Bizman sheein kol gufei tomei. When he's not tomei, standing outside. Loit mes masha olavacha yishe kadechi las pras. It's a kalvachayme. It's good, it's not tomei. Omelem Rabbi Yehuda. Motzinu sheyofi koyech atomei lahatzul yoysa minatoyo. And we see a Tomei is matzel more than a Toyer. Yisroel mekablim Tomei umatzilim begodim bebeis amenuge. Abaheima va'akum she'ein mekablim Tomei umatzilim begodim bebeis amenuge. So it's an often a Toyer is koinim. What the Levaya wants to say. It's an often a Toyer. Have you just said this? Have you just said that's the criteria? The criteria of Matzilim from the Beis Hamnuge is totally if he's bekoyech to be metame, so some, for some reason, his tumme weighs over the tumme of the bayis, and by his tumme, there's a din shira b'chdei achilas pras. But if he's not because of him and Thomas, so forget about it. It's a ball of bias. Tyson's forecast with the Tyrus Kayanim. My Tyson, what you think with the Tyrus Kayanim? Tyson brings down the Tyrus Kayanim. This is the next Tyrus Kayanim. And it's a pellet attack. Tyson says, why is it Tommy? Could I have viewed him in the Rabon? I'm sure I'm some mice. Tyson's much as the Rabon 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 Mach. A whole Geratschke. And Tyson says it should be, really it should be Tommy not Tyra because he's Tyra, so it should be Tommy not Tyra. It's, the Leif Ayi says, he blives that Sochin on Tyson. And, but in the Tyra Skynam, the Tyra Skynam says clear that the way the Leif Ayi says, so Tyson is, but that, by name, though, very difficult to understand. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rove, Tavayu Teninu. Now, so what is Rove's Kasha? Rove's asking a Kasha. We thought of the Sugi, Rabbe said a Shtik Teire. Rabbe said a Shtik Teire, Kishem, Shetume Blua Eina Metamo, Kachtare Blua Eina Mitmo. Rabbi said a Shtik Teire. Just like a Tume Blua is not Metame, near the life of the Apostle, person ate in the vela and it's in his stomach and then he tables himself and he's allowed to eat tumme. So we see a tumme blue is not metame. Who has in a tare blue is not mekabel tumme. That was Rabbis Ashtik Teure. Shem, Rabbis said it. Oma Rove, so Rove asked Rabbi Tavayu Teninu. Man, you discovered America. What did you do? These are often the Mishnayis. Well, the boat didn't tumme. Tumme blue is enough in the Mishnah, Tare blue is enough in the Mishnah, so what do you say? Kishem, it's your shtick title. Tumme blue tanine, Tare blue tanine, we learned like this. Tumme blue is not. Bola tabas tmeya. A person swallowed a tabas tmeya. And we'll see this is speaking about the tabas was mekabel tumme from a mace. Mekabel tumme from a mace. Toivel, be'oichel, toivel, is toivel, well, there's a problem, let's not talk about this problem, the bas is makabel tumma from a mace, and need a zoe shlishi yivi, cherva reyu kocholo, the tabas is lucher nabiya ba'isa tumma, so he should need a zoe shlishi yivi, but let's not go into this, that we'll talk about Lineda later. Bola tabas tumma. Akaponim, he was by Leia Tabas Temeya. So he has in his stomach a Tabas, that's Avia Vaisa Tume. Toivel, Ba'oichel Betrumose. He toivels himself, he's toyer. Ba'oichel Betrumose. He eats the Tume. He eats the Tume because I have inside of you a Tabas that's Avia Vaisa Tume. Tumme blue doesn't affect me at all. Hikiya, what happens if he threw up the tabas? He spit it out. So tameya, number one, the tabas is still tame. That would he toiveled himself in the mikveh did not affect the tabas at all. Vitimatoi, and now the tabas is going to be metamim going out. So now it's going to touch him. So now it's going to be metamim. Right? So we have an off in the Mishnah that a tume blue is not metame. He has in his stomach a tabas that's an avia voice a tume. He's allowed to eat tume. He's allowed to eat tume and it's not metame. And so see, tume blue is not metame. Tare blue, now a second, tare blue is not mekabel tume. Zoso tanine. It's not the same Mishnah. Bola tabas Tahira, a person swallowed a toil de ketabah. It was toil, fine. Vinichnas loyal amais. And he went into toil amais. And he has in his stomach, he has a tabah. Metal tabah. Now he's tomah to mezayin. He went in the amais. Vihizo, so they were maza, yishlishi, vishone, and shvi, they were maza, vitovo. Now he's toil. Vihikiyo, and then he spit it out. Arehi kimosha hoisa. The tabas is like it was before. It was a tabas toil before.
it's toyer, still toyer. I mean, even though Benkir went on oil and mace, the tabat not at all get affected from the oil and mace. So that's the din of tara blue. A tara blue is if a dove toyer finds itself in oil and mace, it's not a kabutum. So memele, so rove est a kasha terabe, yes, a kasher, you are machadish, kishayim, shet, tumma bloinim etama, kach para bloinim etama, with a blim, but it's often in Mishnah. What are you telling me? It's often in Mishnah. And for the Gemara, ki koma rabbe, ki goin shabola shteita boys. Now, rabbe is coming to tell us a chidish that he swallowed two rings. Achas tmeya. The first ring was tummy. First he swallowed a tummy dicker ring. Va'achas toiro. Second ring is toiro. Now he is jingling in his stomach two rings. One that's tummy, tummy's mace, and one that's toiro. Le metamyelo. Metamyelo toiro. It's not metamy. The tummy is not metamy because it's a it's a tara blue. Now let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi is like, Tavayu Taninu. Kushi. Kloima. Mayash mina rabbi. What is rabbi telling us? We learned one Mishnah, Bola Tabas Tameya. What does Tameya mean? Tumas May. It touched the mace. Uklimatris amit moim be mace. Arehenke mace. A klimatris that touches a mace, it's like a mace. Loma ma'acher v'reyu k'cholo. So l'chayre a klimatris, the mace is navi abay satume, the klimatris is also navi abay satume. Toivu. Now he toivus himself, l'fishen nitmo b'negi osa k'idim shabolo. Before he swallowed it, he was mekabel tume from the tabas. Now, also now, he toivu v'oichu b'tume. The Mishinivla, after it's swallowed, ain't no mitamo. It's not mitame. He kiya. What if he spit it out? He threw it up. Tmeya. Le'ahani le'i tvila sa'odom. His tvila will not help to be metar the tabas. So now it becomes tome from the tabas. V'timatoi. The tabas is still tome. And the tabas will be metamin going out. Shanoga boy bitzios. When they left him, they'll touch him, they'll mock him, begula, and they'll become tummy. Case number two. He swallowed a tabas toil, and he went into toil amaze. V'iza b'shlishi, v'shona b'shvi. And he went in with the tabas. And the later, he toil, they made hazoya and tefila. Arei, he kemoisha hoisa toil, the ring. Just like the ring went in and was toyer, the ring goes out toyer, even though it wasn't oil and mace. Lefisha lekibla tuma min ha'odom mishabola. He was tomei. It's not a kabal tuma from dodom. The tmeya, hechi mosumei marei kemoishois. It was a kabal tuma from dodom. Haloi tovlo. There was no tvil on the tabas. Tvilas odom lemahanyulei. Lahochi nokat hiza vishon of a tovlo vachakachi kiyom. If he wouldn't be toyer, so he'll be metami the tabas. We want to say that the tabas is toyer. We want to say the tabas was not mekabel tuma from him. So we say it's a tara blue, and it wasn't mekabel tuma from him. It's memele. That's why when he spit it out, it's like it was before it entered. It's toyer. So this was the kasha that Rove asked to Rabbi. What does the Gemara answer? Ki koma Rabbi, he swallowed two rings. One was tame, one was toyer. The tame ring is not metame, the toyer the kasha. Zot Rashi azay. The imi mas nisen, the ktoni bolo tabas tmeya. The first Mishnah, it says he swallowed a tummy dike tabas, toivu v'oichu, the mashme loy metame la'odo, it's not metame la'odo, hava mine taime, lav mishum bliu, not that there's a concept that a tume blue is not metame,
אלא משום דה מגה בייס הסתורים לב מגה הוא לעניין תומה, כדמרינים במסכת נידה, מביודו ולשוטו במים. So Rashi says, the bas is touching him the inside, that's a maga beis hastorim. A maga beis hastorim is not metam. A maga beis hastorim is not metam, kedemrinim mesechas nidim, viyodov loishotov v'amayim. V'gabi tabas legel lemeymel tetamei esodom b'masa. But Rashi, no, no, listen, I finish it. What's with tumas masa? Tumis mage, there's a din, you need a base of story, is not mekabel tumis mage. But tumis master is mekabel. And that was the whole sugya from before. We asked Akasha that a person ate an avail and excise of an avail in his stomach, so you should be mekabel tumis master. That was the whole thing. We were the right, a tumba blue is not mekame. So the Rashi, what's with tumis master? She'ein master elamisha tumme yoitza mimenu. So Rashi says, I got news for you. Tumis masa is only from something that originates the tumme. Kigoin mace, a mace is metamba b'masa, unevela, the behem is metamba b'masa, umayone sazov, avotome mace, something that became tumme because it touched the mace, avapishu avotume, ain't no masa. There's no tumas masa. Now all of a sudden Rashi tells us up as a yesod that there's no tumas masa only by a dovol that's the sheirish of the tumah. Something that was mekabel tumah, there's no din tumas masa. Now, and when Tesis is going to bombard Rashi, I just like to mention there's a melodic in Miri and Aramban. The Miri and Aramban say pshat Rashi. The Gemara says, how do I know that a mace is metamba b'masa? There's no such posik that a mace is metamba b'masa. The only posik we have is an avela is metamba b'masa. A mace is not metamba b'masa. The Gemara makes a kal v'chaymer. Ma doch an avela. It's not metamba b'oyo. It's metamba b'masa. A mace that's metamba b'oyo. About the givish should be metamba b'masa. Fine. So I know that a mace is metamba b'masa. Gibaldi. Zuktamiri, but let's go a little further. There's something that touched an avela. Will that be metama b'masa? Zichanat, something that touches an avela. Zarisha l'tum, it's not metama b'masa. So I can, al talocha of dayoy, something that touched a mace cannot be more chomer than something that touched an avela. The whole tumis mas I learned out from nevela. But it can't be more chomer than nevela. A mace, I can learn out from the nevela. But to learn out something that touched a mace, it can't be more chomer than something that touched a nevela. And just like something that touched a nevela is a rishon l'tum, and it's not metamba b'masa, so something that touched a mace is also not metamba b'masa. This is Shitas Rashi. The ultimate masa by a mace, we learn that from a kal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer only works by the mace. Now, I just a shtikul ha'ore, before Rashi said it, speaking about that it touched a mace, this Mishnah that it says that a tabas tmeya tumas mace, touched a mace, a klimatris and matamba b'mace, rein ke mace. Here Rashi all of a sudden says it's speaking about he touched a tome mace. Avol tome mace, ava pish ova tume, ein loy masa. Okay. Now all of a sudden we're talking about a tummy mace. Okay. A tabas, if it touches a mace, is not a tummy mace. It's a vipishava tummy, is not talking about a tabas. Okay, basically, Nishko, why Rashi all of a sudden is speaking about an avatumma, but Rashi says, Akhwan, it's not a tummy b'mas. Fine. So the first Mishnah, without Rabbi, you would learn the first Mishnah, and you have a problem in this Mishnah, why is he allowed to eat tumma? Because it's a tumas beis hastorim, it's a metame, it's only metame b'magen, not b'masa, a good and tough. Fine. V'tabas tohiro nami. Now, the second Mishnah, what you said, this nan deloy mitmaya machmas odo, that it means a person walked into an oil hameis, he became tomei, he became Tomei, and the Tabas is Toya. Now, we have here two Shailas. Shaila number one, why isn't he Metame the Tabas? That's Shaila number one. Shaila number two is, why isn't the oil Metame the Tabas? But let's not talk about that. But the Shaila is, why isn't he Metame the Tabas? So Rashi says, that's the Shaila what Rashi deals with. Yeah. The Tabas Toyer Nami, this Nam, the Loi Mitmaya Machmas Odom, that's Rashi Shaila, Nami Taime, Mishum the Maga Beis Astorim. It's a Maga Beis Astorim. Because the person is touching the Tabas, Rashi doesn't talk about the oil. Tais is bothered with that. But Tais Rashi is, why isn't he Mitama the Tabas? Because it's a Maga Beis Astorim. It's touching a Beis Astorim. The Odom Loi Mitame. Fine. So Memele, so a Beis Astorim cannot be Mitame. So you have these two Mishnayas. I can learn these two Mishnayas. Now go away from these Mishnayas. You left me, is it Tuma Blue, Mitame, is it Toya? Could be. I have no raya whatsoever from Tuma Blue. Here the reason in the first case, the Tabas Tom is not Matamim because it's a Maga Beis Astorim. In the second case, the Tabas is not Mekabel Tumah from him because also it's a Maga Beis Astorim. But the whole concept of Tumah Blua we don't have at all. Without Rabbi. Avo B'Tabas B'Tabas. But what if a person swallowed two rings? First he swallowed a Tomei Dika ring. And then he swallowed a toilet ring. Loi laveis astorim shaych lemeimabu. That means when one ring touches the other ring, that's not a beis astorim. Beis astorim means if the ring touches my stomach, that's a maggot. My stomach is a beis astorim. The stomach is a beis astorim. But if the ring touches the other ring in the stomach, the two rings, there's no beis astorim of the rings. The ring, one ring is touching the other ring. Even though these two rings are hidden in the person, and ain't kimenochim b'teiva, just like it's in a box. Vinitmu. They were hidden in the box. So memele. Now this din, if you'd ask us this din, so you have two rings in a box, I'll close the box, hidden in the box. And one ring is Tomei, and one ring is Toi. You know what the din is? The Toi ring became Tomei. Ashmine Rabo, the time of the Masnisim Ishim Baluahu. No, in a matzav of Balua, that means if you're matzav of a Balua, so then Tomei does not function in a Balua, the Kematzav, so one ring is not Metame, the other ring.